This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I got a feeling I'm going to be driving home today singing Good Morning to the Cutie Pie and Hey There, a Lemonhead, What Do You Say? Probably for the rest of the day. You know, it's funny because I when I go home, I am the quiet one. I do not talk at home. I'm very, very calm. And it's obviously my wife and the girls that are crazy. Like the energy level is through the roof. And then I have to come in and sort of balance it out. Like, all right, everybody chill out. Everybody relax. But I'm coming in today on fire.
Hey, Daddy Lemonhead, what do you say?
I think your kids will love it.
Yeah.
They'll go, Daddy, what's wrong with you? I'm in a good mood.
You know, it's funny. It's like if I do something like silly like that now with Sabrina, now she gets embarrassed. She's like, Dad. You know, it's summer.
It's like, coming. Don't worry about it. It's only going to get worse.
Like, stop it, Dad. And then Summer laughs at everything I do.
Yeah.
And she's three. She doesn't know any better.
Good morning.
Greg in Bridgewater. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, well, I just wanted to clarify. So what happens is these guys make these TikToks, right? And then you can take the sound bite and add it to any video that you want. So the guy that's singing to his dog, Lemonhead, Lemonhead, what did you... That guy, he's not actually making up the song.
Okay, yeah, so I thought there might be something like that. I did allude to that. I said I'm not sure if it was actually him, but yeah, I get it.
So if you go to the bottom right corner, you can click on the little circle on the bottom, and that gets you to the original soundbite.
Okay.
And then you see who's actually making up the song. And the guy, he works at a convenience store, believe it or not. Shocker, right? He works at a convenience store. Listen, I'm dead serious. But he has like a whole slew of TikTok reels that you can go through and pick whichever soundbite you want.
Really?
So yeah.
Bottom right. Oh, I see. So the bottom right corner. So
yeah,
there's the original.
Yeah, or you can search it and you'll.
Yeah, I got it. Now I see him and he's dancing. Yeah,
he's dancing. Yep, that's the guy.
Wow, now
that's
he's
a
got,
happy guy.
Wow. Oh, now I just thank you, Greg. I just stumbled across this guy. He's got all sorts of stuff, and he's got 872,000 followers.
Oh, there you go.
Guy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, Greg, because I'm 42 and I'm involved in this TikTok thing now. How old are you?
I'm 48.
Okay, all right. So I don't feel so bad.
I got two kids that are in high school, and I got on TikTok because I wanted to see what they were doing. I wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up.
Right.
And I got hooked. I'm hooked.
Totally hooked.
But I like watching like people cook food, and I get recipe ideas, and I watch guys like build sheds and stuff or whatever. You know, I'm into that stuff. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. I mean,
there's also good looking women on there too.
Sheds, foods, and anything else?
Good looking women.
Yeah, right. Boobs and boats and golf.
Boobs and boats and golf.
Yes. Boobs and boats. All that
stuff. You know, it's funny. I had a friend who sent me like three or four TikToks of guys just cutting down trees. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, sorry, man, I'm high. It's like, I think this is awesome. It's like, okay.
All right, so this is the guy here. He's Amon 100. And it's like, so this is three top pin things are $10.4 million, $17.7 million, and $14
million. Where is he located?
It doesn't say. Let's see. So
maybe if you gave it to me, I gave it to you. I know what you want. You know, you got...
That's got millions. All right, that had 10.4. This is his top watched one, whatever this one is. This might be Good Morning to the Cutie Pie, I'm not sure, but this is 17.7 million people watch this.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday, we're going to Picard.
No.
I should have known that was coming.
Yeah, but everything else you had played was clean.
Yeah, right. But that song, I should have known that was coming. All right, one more.
I'll try one more. You'll be caught up in this all day.
Just one of those 14 million.
It's going to be a productive day for the Giannottis.
Cut me off. Now you're to somebody that I used to know. Somebody.
I have a feeling we're expanding our audience.
Yeah, right there. Look at that. See, there he is. He's having the best time of his life. He's in the store. He's dancing. He's singing. I mean,
if this guy was on Long Island, would you stop by?
Oh, are you kidding me? Would I stop by? Every day. Every day I would stop by. I mean, I guess there's a chance he's local, right? I mean, there's got to be. I don't know. If you're someone like him, though, do you want this celebrity or do you not? I think
you want it. Yeah, of course you do.
I guess you do.
He's saying that 17,000 people have checked out
17 million.
Oh, 17 million people yeah. have checked out his video. Of course he wants to be known.
Right, but does he want, like, I guess, he should say where his store is then, and then everybody will go and buy stuff, right?
Well, you just basically outed him here.
But nobody knows where he is, you know?
I'm sure somebody does. Somebody in this listening audience knows exactly where he is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just so stupid. And, like, I feel better that the guy's 48. Now, he got involved because kids were on here. My kids are too young for it. I got involved because people kept sending me TikToks. Like, send this. I'm like, all right, might as well just join and look at it. I don't post anything. That's why I think I like it the most, because I don't post anything. I don't see any comments. I'm just on there looking at stuff, and whatever they're feeding me is what they think I want to see, which they're generally right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess depending on your algorithm, I would imagine, things that you're opening and staying on, and then they'll keep feeding you that, and that's a problem.
It's a problem if you don't have independent thought.
Yeah, all right, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know what, there's 350 million Americans or so, give or take a 25
sure.
million, whatever.
Yeah.
However many people are here, and like, do they all have independent thoughts, or are they all just being, you know, bludgeoned over the head?
I think there's more people that are heavily influenced by social media, and look at the example of Elon Musk and taking over Twitter and making it X, and some of the things that you saw there and what was being fed to people. And I think that you see a lot of that. Now, for me, I'm not. I know that I'm not someone who's going to be influenced by the social media posts that are being fed to me.
Are you like when your kids go to school? And I know that Sabrina's too young yet, but when she's 13 or 14 and she's got a phone and she's in it, you know, the schools want to take the phones away from the kids because mm-hmm. they are a distraction.
Indeed.
And they are, so you're okay with that.
Taking away the phones?
Yes.
I would think if they're in the classroom learning,
yep,
the phone should be stored somewhere.
Yeah.
Because then the teacher is in control, and if there's any emergency, the teacher can say, but when the kids are on their own, then they could have their own devices.
The negative effect that a lot of this stuff is having on kids
mm-hmm.
is you can see it, you can feel it, and the teachers can see it and feel it.
No, without a doubt. And I worry how much worse it's going to get by the time that Sabrina does have her own phone. Let's go to Vic, who's in Jersey. What's going on, Vic?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Hey.
Any chance this guy does football picks on Fridays? Yusef hasn't been around. Maybe he can sing them for us.
I know. That would be great, Vic. What a great idea that would be.
He would be a big part of Feel Good Friday, right, just like Yusef was, because Yusef still is, by the way, because we do see him from time to time around here.
Right.
Still is, by the way, the happiest person that I know that works here.
Good morning to the New York Giants.
Looking very bad. Good morning to Daniel Jones. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, that would be great. If we could, if he was local, I would love to have him sing for us and do all sorts of things. I mean, we'd put him on Boomer and Geo Live immediately and just have him do all his hits. Cutie Pie, Lemonhead, Juicy Juicy Mango, all of them. I mean, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it would be great.
And by the way, tomorrow's show. Yes. What time should we announce? Is it 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. A big Boomer and Geo Live guest announcement that we are super excited about. And it's a performance. I'll just leave it at that. So tomorrow, 8 a.m., we will, on a feel-good Friday, we are going to announce a huge guest, someone who is closing the show with a performance.
Oh, wow.
At the Paramount in Huntington, Friday, November 22nd. And we cannot wait to tell you exactly what that is. And it's not Juicy Juicy Mango, Hey There Lemonhead Guy, but someone even more popular than that. So that'll be tremendous. Where were we? What were we doing? Sports talk?
We were in the middle of it, I think.
We were
think.
In the middle of sports talk?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it was. Somebody called me woke about the Knicks
or
something.
I didn't understand that, really. I mean, I was also searching for the Hey There Lemonhead video, and I didn't really... What was... Why?
Because I'm not harder on Mikal Bridges, Carl Anthony Towns, the fact that they're not playing defense.
It's
and
early, man.
And that's what I was saying. And you know, these players need space. And they have to figure out their spacing on the court, and they have to figure out who's the lead dog on the team. I think we all know who that is. Carl Anthony Towns is putting up decent numbers, and, Mikal Bridges has had some off nights. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen to all these guys. I just don't necessarily know that they're really playing as a great team just yet.
Yeah, so we opened up the show with this at 6 o'clock. You can go back and listen on the free Odyssey app. And really, the concerns, are they long-term concerns or short-term concerns, was the question. And I think most of them are short-term concerns. I think that Jalen Brunson needs to find the version of himself that works with Carl Anthony Towns on the court. And he will. He will find that. He's one of the smarter basketball players. He will figure that out. I also think that the grit that went out the door is going to have to be found within some of these players as well, in with Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein, there that are not.
But I will say that OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges should be gritty players and should be getting after it.
Sure.
I mean, that's what they're here for. They're here for, because they're wing defenders and they're good shooters.
Yeah, And also, the other one that we're concerned about is Deuce McBride. I mean, it seems like, when he's in the game and hitting threes, the team is just has another dimension. When he's not, he's 0-for-6 and clanging them around coming off the bench. It's a problem. So
I still say 20 games, we'll find out exactly what's going on. If there is a major problem, then that's up to the coach to figure it out. And, and I think they have players that care. I really do. I think this is one of the better rosters they've had. And the one thing that I've come to appreciate over the last 2 years especially is how much the players actually do care about playing for the Knicks and playing hard for the Knicks fan. And I couldn't say that the previous 25 years.
No, of course
not. It was really,
not.
Really hard to find any of it since Patrick Ewing left.
Yeah, and basketball is interesting because talent generally wins out when you've got the most talent. But there is a team building aspect that is huge about it. So you can't just, it's not just the talent. You think about some of the role players on these championship teams over the years, whether it be Andre Iguodala with the Warriors during their run. You think about the Udonis Haslam with the Heat when they had Bosh and LeBron James. And Dwayne Wade. So it's like that's you got to have those main core stars.
Steve Kerr coming off the bench for the Bulls.
Yes, that's right. He, without a doubt, hitting those three-pointers.
Every now and again, you need people to step up and figure out their roles. It's early. Same thing with the Rangers for that matter. The Rangers are playing well. There have been some bumps in the road. Defense hasn't been great. Some guys bitching about ice time because other kids are starting to play better and play, and they deserve more ice time. So some of your top-end ice guys that, had more time on the ice are losing some of that ice time. But that, to me, is a good thing. I mean, what I want is I want balance throughout the lineup. I don't want a team to be top-heavy. Hey, we got two great lines, and then we have two lines that don't do anything. I don't want that.
Right.
I want three full lines doing their part and then a fourth line doing their role. And their role is normally defensive in nature and physical in nature. And I kind of feel like we have that as a team. But I also know that we have a great goalie that needs a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
And if that goalie wants to keep some of these guys around, then he, unfortunately, in a capped season and a cap team, has got to be realistic about the money that they can pay him, or they're going to end up losing four or five young guys on that team. And by the way, most teams in the NHL go through this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like we have the best goalie in hockey, and you want to pay him as such, but you got to be careful that you don't overpay him because you're going to end up losing some other younger players that you would like to keep in front of him so he doesn't have to do, you know, 40 saves every goddamn night.
Speaking of local hockey, Sal and I are putting together another WFAN night at UBS Arena.
So yeah, can't go.
You don't even know the date.
Can't go.
Do you want to know the date?
December 7th. Can't go.
Okay. I mean, you're so, like, defined.
Can't go.
It's not like a, hey, you know, it's not like a thanks for the offer.
I have a Wasp Christmas gate. Can't go.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Sorry.
And Saturday night, Eddie, you're out for... December 7th, Saturday.
I also have a previous engagement on the 7th.
All right.
And it's a big yarn thing he's got going on.
Big yarn thing, and now we've determined you, even on a Saturday, luxury box.
Oh, yeah, that's a far ride, yeah.
Far ride, okay. So just make it sure so people can't say that I didn't ask.
I will say that Sal sent me a text yesterday, so I appreciate him asking me. I don't know why he had to do that. Why didn't you do that?
Because he's the point person, and he understands that I don't want to deal with this crap. So
why is he the point person? I thought you're the John Ledecky contact.
Yeah, you know, I've delegated. That's what
and
I'm
now doing. You're delegating?
Right.
Back in the day. I mean, you haven't been here. I mean, I've been here a long time in terms of WFAN years, yes. Yeah. But now you're all of a sudden delegating.
Well, it was 7 years in, you know?
Yeah, when does
yeah.
There you go. There's you and Sal. Sal wearing his Islanders jersey.
That's
great.
Right. Yep, and I see Todd Zeal in the background there. It's a good night.
Yep.
Really good night.
Well, you look good.
Yeah, you could tell it's the winter time. Very pale.
Little pale.
Very pale. And it's a side-cocked picture here. It's a very strange...
That's Sydney. That's why.
Yeah.
She's taking a selfie with you guys.
Right. So I figured, you know, Sal, you deal with this because I don't need to talk to anybody. You figure it out. That's what I do.
So that's why he texted me.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't know why he texted you, actually. I have no idea.
I'm sitting right next to you.
I really don't understand that one.
Okay,
maybe he wanted to develop a relationship with you.
Hello there, Lemonhead. What do you say? Sweet sugar beauty, you're looking like a cutie. Sweet sugar beauty, you're looking like a cutie.
Yeah. That's what we're going to be doing in that box all night long. That should be the new goal song for the Islanders. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, if they would score some more goals.
Oh, jeez. He just always got to take a shot. But it'd score a goal, you know, a Matt Barzal goal. And then all of a sudden.
Matt Barzal's not playing.
Well, I'm just talking, well, not right now, but maybe by December 7th.
Maybe.
You know?
Yep.
You know, ting-a-ling-a-ling and ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. A head or a lemon head, or what do you say? Sweet sugar beauty. You couldn't do good morning to the cutie pie because they're playing at night. So it would have to be. Or maybe, you know, it would be a good one if they, like, zoomed in on one of the opposing teams when they're losing and then play the one, why so sad, Sugar Muffin? Juicy, juicy mango, you looking very nice. You can play that one.
You could play that one.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco's back, has another update and moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
And we are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We started earlier this morning with the Hawks mocking of the Knicks, and that's where we will start this hour as well. If you didn't hear it earlier, here was the Hawks radio announcer taking his little jabs.
Trey Young has it. Trey gets fouled by the great Jalen Brunson. Whoa, Brunson has been upset all night. Dyson Daniels has shut him down. And now the foul. Brunson complaining to the official. Who do you know? I'm Jalen Brunson.
And that was Steve Holman, who's been around a long time doing this.
Wow. Man, I'll tell you what. He must be sick of the Jalen Brunson talk up here then. That's basically what this is coming from.
Which is fine, except for the fact that there's not a more likable athlete in sports than Jalen Brunson. Yeah, right or wrong. He's not an in-your-face guy. He's just good. Great, actually.
And what's he doing paying attention to what we're saying about Jalen Brunson?
I don't know. Maybe it's the whole media fascination or something from his perspective. I'm just trying to think why he would do that.
I don't know. I have no idea. And he doesn't complain to officials a lot. I really don't know why, of all the NBA players that you could be mocking, that he would be the guy to mock. You want to mock Karl Anthony Towns, go ahead. People have been doing it for 10 years now.
Well, he dropped 34 in their ass last night.
He did, in a loss.
He is Steve Holman. How about this? He is at the end of the two. So he's over 3,000 consecutive games, Hawks broadcast.
Time to get him out and Jerry in. You like Atlanta when we were down there for the Super Bowl?
He's such a dope. That is wild, though. Over 3,000 straight without taking a day off. I know Sterling had a hell of a run, too, until he got sick and later in years.
Wow. That is something. I mean, 3,000 games. So how many years is that? Math.
Well, 3,000 divided by 80.
You know, it'd be 30.
25 years?
Wow.
Gotta be a little bit more. Gotta be more than that.
Well, 20, you're right, because 20 times 80 would be 1,600.
Yeah.
So 40 years then?
35 years maybe, 30, damn, depending on, playoffs and everything else.
Jesus.
Yeah, October 23rd, he celebrated his 3,000th consecutive broadcast. Wow. I know he's killing Jalen Brunson. Here was Trae Young on FanDuel TV. He got into the action as well, mocking the Knicks fan.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
All right, so two things. If I am Tom Thibodeau, I'm taking that cut, and I'm taking the cut describing Jalen Brunson, and I'm playing it for the team the next time we play these guys.
Yeah. And does that really, I mean, you played. Does that really work though once the game
100%,
starts?
100%, man. You got to understand, Jerry, it's all psychological warfare, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Got to get those guys hyped up. Got to get them on edge.
Fair.
Got to want them to prove to the players that they're playing against that they're better than them.
Back to Steve Holman for a second.
Yes.
So, you know, he doesn't even hold the record for consecutive games called in the NBA.
Really?
Chick Hearn with the Lakers, holds a record for most consecutive broadcasts at 3,338 games. And Holman said, I feel like physically and mentally I can do it.
So it would be, what, four years?
Yeah, because 80 times 4 would be another 3,200.
Do they count? I'm sure they count playoffs, right?
Right.
I would think so.
But for the Hawks, it's not that many.
Yeah. True. That's right.
He goes, if I could stay healthy and keep chugging along, and if God lets me do it, I'll do it. I have no plans on stopping.
He's 70 right now, it says.
He sounds good.
Yeah, no, fine. So, and what is John? John's 85?
Yeah, and he's done now.
So, Steve, if you can do it, you got 15 years left.
Yeah, let's get to 5,000, why don't we?
Exactly.
Come on.
Here was Carl Anthony Towns. Give them their due.
They made shots when they had to make shots. You know, we just didn't hit shots when we needed to. Pretty simply put, you know, give credit to them.
Towns had 34 and 16 in the loss. Zachary Richichet had 33 to lead Atlanta. He was the number one overall draft pick this past year. Here was Tom Thibodeau.
He got going early, and so I felt like we didn't challenge shots the way we needed to at the beginning. A guy gets confidence, then it's hard to slow him down. So we probably could have done better in that area.
Knicks with the night off. They went 2-2 on the road trip after winning the first two. They dropped the next two in Houston and Atlanta. The Hawks are 4-5 now.
That should have been a 4-0. Well, Houston's a pretty good young team, but
they should have won last night.
3-1.
Yeah.
3-1 on the road, that would have been good.
It feels a lot different than 2-2, but in the end, not a terrible road trip going 2-2. The Cavaliers are 9-0. They beat the Pelicans 131-122. You also had the Lakers lose to the Grizzlies, and then after the game, J.J. Redick walked off the stage. I guess he had enough of the questions about the effort or the lack thereof, other than LeBron, who had 39 in the loss. College basketball, number 25, Rutgers beat Wagner 75-52. UConn raised their championship banner. And then, clobbered Sacred Heart 92-56. And we played this earlier on CBS Sports Network. Columbia with a big win on the road.
Rubio De La Rosa behind the back, fighting through traffic. Wow. The floater. Oh, it's Hakuna Matata for the Lions as they build on this lead.
Yeah, that put them up at that point 80-66, I think it was, or something like that. Anyway, they won by 10, 90-80. I went back and looked. The game I called there when they beat Villanova back in 2012, they beat them by like 30, which I remember them winning. I didn't remember beating Villanova by that margin. So last night, a good win on the road.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, who called that game for CBS Sports Network?
Oh, yeah.
It was Jordan Kent and Steve Lapis.
Oh, Steve Lapis. No, Steve Lapis.
Jordan Kent.
He's got to be like 20 years old probably, right?
No, he's around your age.
I was going to say very deep voice.
Rubio De La Rosa behind the back, fighting through traffic. Well, the floater.
Sounded like Emmanuel Babari.
It's Hakuna Matata for the Lions as they build on this lead.
He also did Hakuna Matata, which, you know, Disney reference.
Yo, Lion King.
Got to separate yourself.
Oh, look at this.
Jerry, don't you have a call that you have that's really about you?
Nope.
No, nothing?
Nope.
Any call from last night?
That's a very good question. Let's see. I don't know if... Did we cut it up? Let's see. Yeah, look at that. They got five of them in there.
Oh, let me hear a Jerry Recco call from last night.
Okay.
Jump pass stolen and taken away by Harper. Harper 1-on-2, accelerating through the defense, puts it up. Good, and a foul is called. Dylan Harper with a chance at a three-point play. Rutgers has scored 20 straight, and they now lead 25-10.
Man, I hope they realize how lucky they are to have you.
Ichi, gichi, ya, ya, da, da.
Yeah, that's what we need from you.
I will tell you, Steve Peichel is very appreciative that I am there.
Yes.
And I'm there every game.
Well, you're good. You're a professional.
I try to be.
And by the way,
you try to be. It just comes naturally to you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Greedy son of a bitch.
I apologize to Jordan Kent. Think he was just a guy breaking into the business. It reminded me of like a Emmanuel Babari, who does a nice job. But so he actually played in the NFL, this Jordan Kent.
Really?
Yeah. 2007 to 2010, he was on the Seahawks.
Wow.
He was a wide receiver. He was drafted in the sixth round of the 2007 draft, and then he was doing play-by-play for the Trailblazers on television, and now is doing some games for CBS Sports Network.
There you go.
He's 40 years old.
Nice.
From Saudi Arabia. Jordan Kent.
That's a long commute.
Yeah, longer than mine, actually.
That is true. So there you have it. That's the basketball story from last night. NFL-wise, we've got the Bengals and the Ravens for you on the Fan tonight at 8:15. The Giants do play in Germany Sunday against Carolina. Here is Brian Daboll. Yeah, I know, 2-7. It sucks, but we press on.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of the right guys that are made of the right DNA, team-first players that, again, it's you're not happy about the results, but you control what you can control, which is, you know, the upcoming week. And we got a bunch of guys that do that each and every week.
And certainly going to Germany with Phil Sims should be an absolute blast, as you can imagine, too. He says we will be all set for Carolina, who did win, by the way, this past week.
Yeah, good team, good defense. You know, I think they
you know, have a good system that's successful across the league. So, you know, we'll have to know what we're up against. And, you know, it's always about us. It's always about how we execute, how we prepare through the week and get ready to play our best.
Better win. And maybe keep
better
scoring
win.
Touchdown.
He sucks!
Need to win, man. Eddie, you are not nice.
Oh, man. The Jets are in Arizona Sunday against the Cardinals, who have played well. Joe Douglas did talk yesterday. This was the clip we played earlier about working for Woody Johnson. So he really wouldn't answer the question about Rob Saleh being let go. Clearly, he didn't have anything to do with that. So what is it like working for Woody?
I think Owen Powell said it in a different arena, but I serve at the pleasure of the owner. And so my single goal is to help this team get to the goal of a championship. And so obviously, again, not the start that anybody envisioned, but we still have it all in front of us. And, you know, it's just doing the little things better and executing and stacking some
And what
wins.
Do you guys said it before? He sounds sad.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Down.
You
know, I just wonder that let's say they go on and they do make it to the playoffs. They have like a 19% chance to somebody's analytics.
I wouldn't want to play them.
All right. You wouldn't want to play them. But the point being is that, you know, does Joe Douglas hang around if they actually do have some success?
I would like to think it would be his choice at that point if they made the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't, you know, anytime the owner fires a coach out from underneath you and you're just not ready for it, that's an impossible spot for him.
Yeah, well, that's why I said I hope it will be his choice. If he walks away, fine. If he wants to stay, fine. We shall see. But yes, some odd times for the Jets and need
you
to
know,
win.
If I ran into Joe Douglas, I would I'd go up to him after I heard that and say,
Why so sad, Sugar Muffin? Juicy, juicy mango, you are looking very nice. Why so sad, Sugar Muffin? Juicy, juicy mango, you are looking very nice.
That's what I would do. It would cheer him up. I'd say, why so sad, Sugar Muffin? Juicy, juicy mango. You're looking very nice. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. And then he would just snap right back into it. He wouldn't worry about Woody Johnson slicing his ball sack on him. You know? He'd be like, you know what? Things are okay. They are.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
It's a rough image.
Well, it happened.
Yeah, no, I know it did. And I didn't play this one from Scott Boras yesterday. It's 20 seconds talking about teams trying to build great rosters. Will it not include one Juan Soto?
They're kind of called upon to be championship magicians. That's kind of what they're asked to do. It's hard to do, to put together that magic of a championship run. But behind every great magician, obviously, is the magic wand.
Now, is he saying the magic wand?
He's saying the magic wand.
Yeah.
I mean, Juan Soto.
This guy.
I mean, he's the king of horrible puns.
Yes, he is. It has been for years.
It's like a rite of passage, though. I feel like every November we get this at the owners' meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible. It's part of the miserable baseball offseason.
And this is where all the boring people come together. With each other.
Yeah, that's it. They're just nerning their asses off down there with Scott Boras.
And this is only the start of it, because you still have the winter meetings straight ahead of us.
Oh, God.
And then they got the owner meetings, and then the spring meetings. A lot of meetings.
What is this meeting now?
The GM meetings.
This is the GM meetings.
Yeah. In San Antonio. All right, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And last hour you did, Gio did come across this guy on TikTok that sings to his cat, and then it would come into play with a caller.
Good morning to the cutie pie.
And
best part is look at the cat.
Hold on, there's another one. He was like a hair, dare, lemon head. What do you say?
Oh, I gotta find that one.
Juicy, juicy mango. You are looking very nice.
He's happy.
Yeah, no, I know.
Let me ask you a question. You open that up. I mean, that makes you laugh.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
I really have to call you out for being a bleeding heart, liberal, woke Knicks fan. Last time we talked, we were blaming the game of basketball for the Knicks being bad at basketball. I know you know what you're looking at.
Yes.
But you won't say it.
Well, here's the thing. I just, you know, Don, I just want, these players need space. They need time.
Yeah, TJ
They have to develop.
Boomer. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There you go. Moment of the day.
You went back with a ting-a-ling-a-ling right on his ass. Don't be calling me names. I'll ting-a-ling-a-ling you back.
I know he's upset, and they're not even 10 games into the season yet.
Yeah, I know. It's a little silly.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, it's interesting. We got this great Thursday night game tonight, and got the Ranger game tonight as well. That I'm considering going to.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That is news here, man. Yeah. I don't think you only went to, one or two games last year.
This is a big pain in the ass for you to get down there.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I'll make it work. But anyway, so this football game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the Ravens. It's a weird game because, you know, these two teams know each other really well. The last time they played, it was like 41-38 in overtime in Baltimore, won. Joe Burrow can't seem to beat Lamar Jackson when Lamar Jackson's playing for the Ravens. I think he's got one win against Lamar and five losses. I think it's somewhere around there. But here's the deal. Like Baltimore, do they have the worst pass defense in football because their offense is putting up huge numbers and teams are throwing from behind?
That has something to do with it. But who are some of the other teams that are down there? So that'll give you like a little bit of an idea because they're not the only team that scores points.
Yeah, I know that, but I would say they also have the number one rushing defense.
Yeah, so now, that makes sense.
Here's the problem when you play the Ravens. They got Lamar Jackson. He's going to be probably 4,000 yards passing and close to 1,000 yards rushing. The NFL, everybody thinks passing. It's got to be throwing the ball. Yeah, of course you got to be throwing the ball, but they are based in the run first. That's why they added Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry has just been a monster for them. And he and Lamar together are impossible to defend. And the Bengals do not have a great running defense. I think they're like giving up 130, 135 yards a game on the ground. So they tend to really just steamroll the Bengals. And the question is, can the Bengals put up enough points tonight to be able to keep up with this offense that when it is going, I mean, it is flying up and down the field. I mean, it's fun to watch them. Actually.
Yeah, this is an obvious statement, but this would change the entire season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Not only would they get back to 500 at 5-5, they would beat the Baltimore Ravens. It would knock the Ravens down to 6-4. They'd be a game behind them. It would completely change the feel around the team. The Bengals have not beaten a team with a winning record up until this point. They got close a couple of times with the Ravens and the Chiefs, but didn't do it. I mean, your entire the Bengals become a Super Bowl contender again if they win this game tonight.
That's a very good point. If they lose this game tonight, the Colts lose this week, the Broncos lose this week, and the Jets win this week, now all of a sudden things are changing pretty rapidly. And this is this path that Aaron Rodgers has been talking about this week, at least. I was talking about the path 2 weeks ago, but you know, it all depends on, you know, obviously you got to win your games, but if the teams in front of you start losing now in the second half of the season, you know, I would think that if you're a Jet fan, you got to root for the Ravens tonight. I'm assuming that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you want the Bengals to lose another game here and get closer to you. If they're 4-6 and you're 4-6 at the end of this week, the Colts would be 4-6. If the Broncos lose, they would be 5-5. I mean, you're right there. You are right there if you are a Jet fan or a Jet player, if you can win the game at Arizona, who, by the way, is leading the NFC West.
And they got the Bills this week, the Colts. And then next week, Jets-Colts.
Right, so it's Broncos-Chiefs this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Colts-Bills. And it's Jets-Cardinals. And you got the Bengals-Ravens tonight. I mean, you know, we could show up here on Monday morning of next week, and all of a sudden, you're a Jet
juicy,
player.
Juicy mango.
That's
you're
right.
Looking very nice.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
We're going to be ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, we need a ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Man, yeah, it's not going to be.
Al's going to be all over that because now the Jets are ready to take off, Al.
Now they got all the players they need. They're locked in. They just got to beat Arizona.
Do you want the Jets to win this week, Al?
I was saying to Jerry this morning, they actually sucked me back in for, I'm rooting for the Jets. But this is it.
How did they suck you back in? Because they won one game last week?
I don't know. I really don't know. Other than probably you're talking like they still have a shot at the wild card. And I'm like, oh, they do have Arizona. They're beatable. Colts, very beatable. Then I'll be right back in if that happens.
Well, that's exactly right. We need it, too. It would just be so much more fun if they were relevant.
I mean, they had no business losing to Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots. That's the thing that just irks the crap out of me. You could say whatever you want about Minnesota and Denver. Those were tough games. They were tight games. They were right there. But they are so much better of a team than the Patriots are, and they lost that game in New England. That may end up coming back to bite them in the ass. But I'm just saying, in the moment, things can happen pretty quickly in the NFL, and all of a sudden you feel like you got a shot. And I think if the Jets can win this week, they're going to feel like they got a shot.
We have about 2 minutes left. I want to bring this up. I know you have a special guest here for the post-game podcast who buys in through the Hungerthon, right, and has done this a couple of years
Correct.
In a row, and the Hungerthon coming up again. I sent Al and you, and I'm not going to say who posted this thing or get into the specifics, but an Instagram post yesterday that was so over the top politically by someone that is around, let's just put it that way, that Al thought it was a joke and a bit. Like, it was so over the top. He thought that this person was doing a Sacha Baron Cohen or maybe an Andy Kaufman type of thing. If you didn't have the special guest today, would you have brought this up on your post-game podcast?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay. Because I was hoping that you would, because I knew you wouldn't bring it up in the warm-up show. I couldn't bring it up here just because of the circumstances around it. I could, but it probably wouldn't go well. But I was hoping that you'd bring it up in the post-game podcast, because I feel like there's a little more leeway there for discussions like that.
Yeah. I was so over the top. I really did think, I go, this person is trolling everybody.
Yeah.
But they're not, I was told.
No. This got to the point where Al was calling people. Like, I sent this to Al, and Al needed to know if this person was serious so badly that he had called somebody in his life to ask, who knows this person, is this person being for real? Like, this is how much it affected you.
I called multiple people, actually.
So I feel like this triggered you.
No, it seemed like such. I really thought that this was some sort of ruse, that this person, like, I spotted that this is not real.
See, I felt the other way. I thought it was real initially. I really did.
It is,
and it is real. I mean, just because of the subject matter.
I mean, it's
the way that this person did what they did. I was just like, yeah, that's that has to be real. It has to be.
But the people that interacted with Borat, they all thought that was real as well.
But this guy, I mean, that is some next level stuff. There's been like two people in the world who have confused that many people with their humor. And Andy Kaufman and Sacha Baron Cohen this guy's not that. This guy, I mean, he's an Odyssey person. He works in here. It's definitely
but,
not.
But he did put it out, right? I mean, that was the thing. I mean, he did put what he felt out on.
Yeah, yeah,
Instagram. Or wherever it was, Instagram, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about that and the subject matter surrounding it, but hey, to each their own, I guess.
I just love how it was so over the top that Al could not believe that this person was serious. Like, that cracked me up. You made multiple phone calls. Please tell me that this isn't real. Please tell me.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile.
Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.